This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1685. I don't have all day. How to get someone out the door on time in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are you slow to get out the door? What if your partner or friend is fast? What can they say to get you moving? Today, learn 3 new phrases to use to get someone moving in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, how's it going? How's life in New York City? What's happening?
Oh, life in New York City is good. Wait, is today Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Today's Thanksgiving.
So, of course, the Macy's Day Parade happened today, right? In New York. Did you go?
Yes. I didn't go, but I'm excited to eat some good food.
Oh my gosh. So here's a question for you. Quick side question. What is an essential Thanksgiving food? What is something in your mind that has to be on the Thanksgiving table for it to be Thanksgiving?
Oh, I love sweet potato and marshmallows.
Ooh, fancy. I like it. Yes, that's
like,
good stuff.
Yeah, no, not, it doesn't have to be fancy at all. Just like you know what I like the dish that I usually make is green bean casserole. I like
oh,
that.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah, for me, it's pie. I need either apple pie or pumpkin pie or both, actually. I want both. You got to have pie on the table. Otherwise, it's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's good. But don't you not like turkey that much? Is that you?
No, I'm not a big turkey person.
Me either.
Yeah.
We're similar in that way. I'm not either.
I could do all the fixins, as they say, all the sides without the turkey, and I would be just fine.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty much the same. I do love all the sides. I feel like the sides are what make Thanksgiving, but a lot of people would totally disagree with that. I'm curious about what Jessica and Aubrey would say.
Yeah, and I want to make sure our listeners know, guys, today we are eating turkey, but tomorrow there is something very exciting coming to All Ears English, right? Yes. We are going to be having a very exciting special offer for Black Friday. We've never done this before, Michelle, and I'm so excited for it. Where can they go to get on that list to make sure they hear about it?
Go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. Guys, this is super, super fun. I'm very excited about this. This is very new.
This is awesome. We're going to give you guys some amazing skills and tools to get ready for the upcoming socializing season, right? The holidays, where we need to be able to socialize and make small talk. Plus, you're going to be able to work on your grammar. So exciting stuff coming. Get on that list, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday, before tomorrow so that you hear about it. Okay, cool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, Lindsay, maybe you are in a rush to get to your Thanksgiving meal because you would want to make sure the pie doesn't run out.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But maybe you're with someone who needs to kind of be rushed along, right? Someone's kind of going slow and you're like, right? Maybe it's something important. We are going to talk about this today and some, you know, actually kind of shorter expressions to use. And some things talking about body language as well, dealing with rushing someone along. We've done an episode similar to this way back over 1,000 episodes ago. So that's episode 534, but we're going to be talking about, you know, some different expressions, and it's good to revisit some topics, you know, things change in 1,000 episodes.
Oh my gosh, for sure. So let's talk about the scenario here. Often, I think this is a really funny topic because usually partners, you know, life partners, are opposite in this. Some people are pokey, right? In one scenario, usually one partner is a little pokey, a little slow. They may wait for a while to get ready to leave the house. And the other one, they prepare earlier. So they are more together. That's usually how I feel like things line up with couples. What do you think?
Well, just that's fun. It's a funny observation. And I do think it's true. Like, okay, you know, I mean, you've met Dan. I don't know. Would you have a guess about who's the slower one?
You would think that I would guess that he would be the pokey one, but I think maybe you are the slower one and he's always got it all together and ready to go out the door on time.
Yes.
I was right. Oh my God, I know you well.
Yes. Oh yeah. I don't know what that says that you were able to guess that I'm the slower one, but I'm usually because he sleeps so well and then I sleep so terribly and then it like takes me longer and then I'm like, right. And he'll be like, it's usually what happens. It's like a Sunday morning and we're like, oh, let's go out and do this activity. And he's like, okay, can we be out in a half an hour? And I'm like, and it's not even, I'm not so fancy. Like I don't wear like a ton of makeup. I don't really, I just dawdle around and I'm like, you know, he's definitely the one who's the mover and the shaker.
Okay. But, okay. Interesting. Yeah. It's remarkable how fast people, and it's not always like if you're in a male female relationship, it's not always the guy that's out the door first, right? Sometimes the woman is more together, but it's amazing how fast people can just get up and they're ready. I mean, for me, I'm a little on the pokey side, I've been told. I realize, I got to get a jacket. I got to get this. I got to get that. I got to put on sunscreen. You got to put sunscreen on before you leave the house. All these things. And it drives people nuts.
I know. And Dan's always like, he's a very efficient human being. Like,
okay,
the most efficient human being. Like, oh, I got, for our son, because we're also trying to, like, get out with, like, a 3-year-old, and that's not easy. But he's like, oh, I already packed everything. I'm like, oh, wait, don't you need to pack? Oh, I already did it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
Like, for me, like, I have to, like, hype myself up. Like, I have to, like, you know, get myself to, like, want to do it, and then it's already done. And so it works out well for me. I don't know about
that. That works out great. Fantastic. He just puts his shoes on and he's got everything. Everything's been pre-prepared. I love it. So guys, this is just a funny context, right? We're setting up a situation between partners, life partners, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be a with your sibling. Maybe you live with your parents and they're pokey or you're pokey. Whatever it is. By the way, my cat's name growing up was Pokey.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah. So fun. So this is fun. So we're going to give you some really good vocabulary. If you are the person that's efficient, right? And you're ready to go. What can you say? And still maintain the relationship. Still be a little playful.
Yeah. Exactly. Lindsay, so what's the first one?
All right. So the first one is TikTok. So are we talking about social media here? What is going on? I feel like social media has stolen this phrase.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is TikTok. It's basically like the clock, right? So like, for example, we need to get there by 8. Tick tock.
Yeah. And your tone of voice there, Michelle, what'd you do?
Tick tock. It's
TikTok,
like, it's playful.
Right? Yeah. It sounds like there's inherent in that upward intonation is a warning, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Whenever you say something with that upward intonation, you're kind of warning them, right? Something bad is coming if you don't get moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure our listeners know, again, the way to spell this, I don't see why you would write this. Maybe in a text message, she would say, I'm coming home to pick you up in 5 minutes. TikTok, get ready. I'm waiting on the car. But mostly it's spoken. But the way to spell this is TikTok. And the social media channel is, I think, is it TikTok or something? Something like that. Right.
Yeah, I think there's no C. Yeah.
No C's. OK, just to make sure that's clear, it's a different phrase. We're not talking about the social media channel. OK.
Right. Exactly.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Is there another one?
Yes, there is another one. The next one is let's move it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Let's move it. We'll jump ahead to that one. Exactly. Let's move it. Okay. So again, very clear and a little harsh sometimes. But again, we're saying this to people we know well, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So could you do an example for us?
Yeah. Here we go. You're still on the couch? Come on. Let's move it. Okay. What else?
Or our presentation is in a week. Let's move it. We are so behind.
Yeah. I could see this also literally speaking, a coach saying this to their kids, right? To their players to work out. Come on, let's move it, guys. Practice is starting now. That kind of thing.
Right. And Lindsay, what's another one?
You could say, I don't have all day. I don't have all day. This is starting to get a little more, I don't want to say rude, but demanding a little bit. More clear, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. So you could say like, I don't have all day. I need that report. So it depends how you say it and the context. It could be playful still, but you know, if you're using it in a more serious situation, then it could be seen as kind of harsh.
Totally. I completely agree. Or another one, time to get there. I don't have all day. And this might be said to someone if someone's driving slowly. Do you ever end up in a car and someone's driving below the speed limit or something? Or is that you, Michelle?
No. I'm yes and no, but not too bad. It's my dad.
Your dad. I never would have pictured that. Your dad drives below the speed limit. Is that right?
Not below, but not below. Okay. But like at, like he definitely really, really cares about the speed limit.
Interesting. Well, that's smart. Then you don't rack up a bunch of speeding tickets, right?
That's true. But so, yeah, Lindsay, this is like a good question. You started to notice, you know, on this list that we're getting a little bit more impatient or a little bit more direct with the way we're talking about things. So, like, I mean, let's talk. So we've talked about TikTok, let's move it, and I don't have all day so far. So do you think, yeah, are these okay to use? Are they obnoxious? Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think, you know, guys, it's all about your audience. It's all about who you're talking to. Be careful in a business context. If it's in a business context, you need to be on a nice rapport level with the person where you can joke around and tease them, right? It's a teasing kind of thing. But I think they're pretty harsh. I do think this is usually reserved for people that are really close to us, like our partners. So I know a lot of our listeners may be married to a native English speaker. So this would be perfect for them, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. It is very good for a partner. I mean, and then there's also body language, Lindsay. I mean, sometimes do you ever hear somebody like do like a clock sound with their tongue, like,
yeah,
or like tap their foot. Look at their watch? Like there's like a lot of ways to show just with body language or sounds or gestures that you're waiting, like, let's go, right?
Oh, totally. Or a combination of those things. Maybe looking at your watch, tapping your watch and tapping your foot, that kind of thing. TikTok, right? Let's go. Yeah. Hurry up. You want to do a quick little role play? What's going on here?
It's a little bit hard.
It's hard. We're not even on video today, so we can't do that, right? But
I know. I just realized that. Oops.
we could say something like, okay, I'm getting ready. One sec, right? Meaning 1 second. Let's just let our listeners know as a bonus. What did that mean when I said, okay, I'm getting ready. 1 sec.
1 sec is like, I'll be ready in 1 second. But like, really, I mean, you know, sometimes do you ever hear when somebody will say like, oh, I'll be ready in 1 second. And they'll go like, one, are you ready?
No, I've never had anyone do that to me, but.
Oh, really?
That's so bad. Yeah. And it's interesting that we shorten that, but we don't say like 1 min, like minutes.
True.
Like per minute. But we do write that sometimes 1 min, M-I-N period. I don't know. It's just interesting how certain things get abbreviated in speech.
Yeah, we don't say that, but we, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another episode for another day, I guess, Michelle.
I think so. Yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm. But I also think that, you're getting ready 1 sec. And then I was supposed to tap my foot. Imagine I'm tapping my foot and I'm making TikTok sounds like, you know, so it could be that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think these could be motivating and useful, or they're more just kind of playful and whatever?
I don't know if they're that useful, because for me, when I'm getting kind of teased in this way, or more often there's impatience on the other end, right? And people are waiting and I feel more pressure, and I can't think clearly about the things I need to leave the house with. My items, my wallet, all the things I need.
It's distracting.
Maybe an extra jacket, right? Distracting. It's distracting. That's why I like to anticipate this and plan well in advance. I know I have to leave at 3, so at 2:45, I'm already getting my stuff together. But for some people, I guess it could be motivating, could get them moving. But the cultural question is an even more interesting question, Michelle. What do you think about that? Culture and time.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, if in certain cultures, like, it's appropriate to kind of like rush someone along, or is it okay to like be, you know, like, I know, you know, certain cultures may be more or less punctual, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, I wonder. I think I have a feeling that in certain cultures where punctuality is not a huge value, there's less of this, right? There's less of this exchange, this typical exchange that happens a lot between partners in the US or friends. But yeah, I would really be interested to see what our listeners have to say about that.
Yeah. Me too. Just let us know. Lindsay, should we do a role play?
Okay, let's do it. All right. So here, what am I doing?
You are rushing me to get ready for our friend's party.
All right, here we go. So are you ready?
Oh, I just need to shower.
We don't have all day. The clock is ticking.
Okay, Lindsay, wait.
Really, let's move it. The train is leaving in 30 minutes. Tick tock.
Fine, I'll just use dry shampoo.
It's very useful, that dry shampoo, isn't it?
Yeah. It can be, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what did we say here? What are the functions that I used here to get you moving?
All right. So you said, instead of I don't have all day, you said we don't have all day. And then you said the clock is ticking. That's a bonus. You could also say the clock is ticking. It's another one. And then you made your little TikTok clock noise, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would do that. That would have to be real. I just feel like that would be so annoying to people to do that noise, you know?
Well, as you can see, I did get annoyed. I said, okay, Lindsay, wait.
Yeah, it's a little too far for my personality, but some of our listeners might want to try that. Who knows? Depends on the relationship. And then I said, TikTok, right? TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's the warning that's inherent in that. I'm not sure if I did that so well. Can you give us that intonation that you used at the beginning, Michelle? What was it?
I would say TikTok.
TikTok, right? There's a warning. There's going to be a problem if you miss this deadline, this time, this train.
Exactly.
Okay.
And earlier on, you said, really, let's move it.
Let's move it. Good. All right. So, I mean, what else, Michelle? Any final questions we want to ask? Anything we want to think about? What do you think?
I mean, well, it's interesting because, Lindsay, we're teaching things and then sometimes we say like, oh, no, this is like, this could be rude or blah, blah, blah. I mean, why are we teaching it if it could be rude or we don't say? I mean, Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, I think it's not our job to, you know, our listeners, you guys have your own personality. And on this show, our goal is to help you be more yourself in English, right? That's the key. And of course, our value is connection. So we want you to be able to connect no matter who you are, what your personality is like. Maybe this fits your personality to say these things, then do it. Use them. If it doesn't fit, then in the next episode, we'll have something great for you.
Okay, excellent. Yes. So, you know, it's also good because you can understand TV shows and movies. You
oh,
know,
yeah, good point. Like, good point.
There's, you know, there's times when you might decide that's not for you or like, oh, you don't feel uncomfortable like rushing somebody, but you might hear it. So like sometimes it's also just about the understanding, getting to know things and making the decisions for yourself. We're not making the decision for you. You make it for yourself and you're aware of what these things mean when you hear them out and about.
Out and about. I feel like this could be used on Seinfeld, any popular TV shows. You might see this in a skit, right? A scene between characters, for sure, for sure. So guys, you know, go for it. If this is your personality, then use these. If it's not, it don't worry about it. But also keep in mind that time is really important in American culture. So don't show up late. And we've talked about this on other episodes, but if someone's rushing you and they're more familiar with the culture that you're in, if you're in American culture, at least listen to them, because you don't want to show up 15 minutes late to, or I don't know, something where you need to be there on time. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. All right, guys. Well, this was fun. And thank you for listening. And let's be punctual. Let's try and be punctual.
All right. Let's try for it.
All right.
Take care, Michelle. Bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.